弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，大家平安。今早读经是取自诗篇第66篇第16章到第16到第20节。找着了请听我来念第16节。凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听，但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。读经到此，愿神赐福于一切听他话语的人。
我们谢谢汉荣执事带领我们读这段经文。这时候我们用点时间，我们来祷告。如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来；不方便的话，就请坐在原位上。让我们同心来向神祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上的父神，天父，我们来到你面前，我们知道的确就像你话语所说的，你是应当被称颂的，因为唯有你能够救赎我们。你为了救赎我们，你舍弃了你的爱子耶稣基督，让他死在十字架上，让他流出宝血来洗清我们的罪，让我们这些本来走在灭亡道路的人能够得到救恩，能够有这样的一个永恒的盼望。天父，我们实在真的是没有办法用我们的言语来述说我们对你的感谢。你也在生活中，你无时不刻的照管，你无时不刻的来帮助我们，来带领我们。虽然我们在生活中有的时候会面对一些的问题，面对一些的波折，面对一些的熬炼，当然我们感谢主，我们信主的人，我们不像世人，我们有主你的同在，你伴随我们，你让我们经过这一切，为的就是让我们能够更是在灵里面来成长。天父，我们感谢你，感谢主让我们早晨能够再次的有着机会来到你圣宝座前来求恩。天父，我们要为着我们的领袖们来向你求恩，我们求主你赐给他们由你上头给他们的智慧，以致他们能够按着你的话语来带领你的羊群走在合你心意的道路上，带领这个教会，让教会继续成为你真理的柱石，成为你的一个明证。天父，我们也要为着我们的牧者，特别是为着杜牧师来祷告。主，我们实在要求主你怜悯，你恩待他。他，我们知道他就是最近身体比较虚弱。天父，求主你怜悯，你医治他，你让他能够就是蒙你的恩典，每一天的生活都有你的照顾，让他继续就是在你面前能够有力能来扶持你，来为主继续的牧养你的羊群。我们求主赐给他日子如何，力量也如何，求主你保守看顾他，让我们众人能够继续借着他的扶持，能够更是与主你来亲近。天父，我们求主也恩待郭牧师，他在国外的这段时间，也求主你 来恩待他，赐给他有平安，让他在国外一样的能够借着他每一天的生活来见证，来荣耀你的圣名。主，我们也再次的把我们众人都交托你圣手中。天父，我们知道我们都是你的儿女，我们必须依靠你，仰望你，我们必须天天来研读你的话语，因为我们知道我们离开你，我们离开你的话语，我们不能做什么。我们求主让我们在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个属神你儿女的人，让我们不只是在脑海里面 知道这样的一个事实，更是在心里面能够真的是来渴望，来渴慕你的同在，天天都来读你的话语，思想你的话语，让你的话语来引导我们每时每刻的生活。天父，求主你继续的加添力量给你的儿女们。我们这也为着年底的一系列的这些侍奉这些活动来交托。天父，我们知道圣诞节趋近，我们知道世人当中也有许多人在过圣诞，但是他们却不明白圣诞的意义。天父，你帮助你的儿女们，让我们这些知道你为何来到这世间的人，能够与我们周围的人来分享，带领他们来明白你的真道，带领他们来明白你的爱，让我们都接着，无论是接下来的圣诞主日，下个主日傍晚的这个报佳音的聚会，还有年底29号的福音主日，让我们都能够把我们的家人，还没有信主的家人亲友带到这些聚会当中，让他们听到福音，让他们能够明白你的真道，让他们能够接着主你的圣灵用你的真道来改变他们的心，来得着救恩。天父，求主你帮助我们在这里的每一个人，让我们都有这样的一个爱人灵魂的负担，让我们能够时刻的为着我们还没有信主的家人亲友的灵魂来一着急来祷告，求主带领这一切。天父，我们要再次的把早晨这段要来思想你的话语的时间交托你圣手中。主，我们感谢你，你让拉斯库西牧师能够在今天早上在这个聚会中来为主你传讲信息。天父，我们感谢你，我们知道你的仆人有忙碌的许多的事工，无论是他在克西马尼堂那里的牧会，他所负责的一些文字的工作，甚至是在国外的一些差传、一些宣教的工作。主，你自己来恩待你的仆人，你赐给他各样的所需用。我们感谢主，你让他能够在过去的一周在澳洲那里带领那个青年的营会，让他今天早让他能够平安的回来，今天早上能够在我们当中来为主传讲信息。我们就求主你的灵与他同在，你充满他，你让他大有能力的继续来为主来传扬你的真道，让他站在这讲台上的时候乃是传讲你的话语，让他站在这讲台上的时候乃是把你的心意向我们讲明，让你的话语进入我们众人心里面，让你的话语来就是在我们心里面来产生功效，好叫我们更是能够知道怎么样的行在你的心意当中。我们将这段时间恭敬交你圣手中，求主你来引领，你也帮助丽梅姐妹，让她能够准确的把英语的道翻译成华语，好叫我们不能够听英语的能够借着华语来领受你的真道。我们将这段时间完全交托，将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵圣名，阿们。我们这时候就要把时间交给拉斯古逊牧师，让他来传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是祷告的喜乐，我们请丽梅姐妹为我们翻译。
Shall we turn our Bibles to Psalm 66, verses 16 to 20?
让我们把圣经翻到诗篇第66篇16到20节。
Psalm 66.
诗篇66篇。
I shall read once again from verse 16 to 20.
我们再次来念这几处经节。
Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what ye have done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he has extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God has heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me.
诗篇六十六篇第十六节到第二十节，凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
This whole psalm is an instruction concerning how we should worship God.
那么这书经节呢，告诉我们，也就是神指示我们，我们应该怎样来敬拜他。
It tells us that we must come to the presence of God and praise Him with joyful sounds.
他告诉我们，我们要来到神的面前呢，要大声的来。欢呼来颂赞他的名。
Like in the very first verse of Psalm 66, we are reminded, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands, sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious.
就好像六十六篇的第一和第二节所说的，全地都当向神欢呼，歌颂他名的荣耀，用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发光。
In fact, praise is called from all corners of the world.
而神呢，要求我们 在各地呢都要来赞美他的名。
So thank God that we are here to praise Him today.
所以今天我们能够来到这边颂赞他的名呢，我们要感谢他。
God's people everywhere will rise up today to praise His name.
那么今天是主日呢，世界各地的基督徒呢都会起来来颂赞神。
Let's rejoice that the Spirit of God brought us to this place that we may respond.To this biblical call to worship God.
所以我们要欢呼来到神的面前，并且来对他的这个呼召来敬拜他，来做出这个样的反应。
And when we worship God, we are told in the psalm that we should think of many good things that the Lord has done for us.
那当我们敬拜神的时候呢，圣经告诉我们，我们要述说他为我们所行的所有美好的事。
For example, in verse 5, we are told, "Come and see the works of God."He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men.
就比如第五节所说的，你们来看神所行的，他向世人所做之事是可畏的。
When we come to worship God, we must meditate on the things that God has done for us.
当我们来敬拜神的时候，我们要思想来默念神所为我们所行的事。
The things that God has done since the time of creation.
甚至是从创造万物之始。
The things that he has done for Israel.
甚至是他为以色列所行的事。
Things that God has done for our church and for our families and individually the things that we receive from him.
为我们的教会，为我们的家庭，甚至为个人所行的一切事。
So when you think about all the great things that God has done, in your heart there will be a reverential fear for God.
那当我们思想神所为我们所行的事的时候呢，我们的心里就会开始敬畏他。
So we must scan through our life and see God's goodness and come to praise God for those things.
所以我们要思念我们一生中神的作为，然后来到他的面前呢，来赞美他。
Actually, this psalm teaches us to thank God for the deliverance that God has given to Israel from Egypt.
那么这篇这个诗篇呢，是教导我们呢，这个神呢是如何使以色列脱离他们的患难。
And it tells them to give praise to God, for delivering them from troubles in their lives.
那么神呢，就要求以色列呢，要赞美神呢，因为神已经使他们脱离了他们的患难。
Now, when we come to the passage we are going to meditate on today, which is verses 16 to 20, the psalm teaches us to praise God for answered prayers.
那么十六到二十节，也就是我们今天要思想的经文呢，就告诉我们说，我们要颂赞神，因为他垂听了我们的祷告。
Everyone who prays to God has many reasons to praise God.
那么颂赞神的人呢，他们有各种理由来赞美他。
And we are told, first of all, let's praise God for what He has done for our lives.
首先呢，神告诉我们说，我们要为他在我们生命中的作为呢，来赞美他。
Look at verse 16, please.
我们现在来看第十六节。
Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what ye have done for my soul.
十六节说，凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。
Every true worshipper is filled with thanksgiving to God.
那么一个真正的敬拜者呢，他的心灵是充满对神的感恩的。
His heart is full of memories of God's goodness toward him.
他的心呢是充满着神为他所做的一切美好的事的这个回忆。
And the psalmist says, I want people to come and hear me.
那诗人在第十六节说，我要大家都来听。
You see, praising God is not something that is forced out of his heart.
那么赞美神呢，并不是被迫的。
It's a natural, a natural thanksgiving, a natural offering to God.
是油然而生的一种敬拜。
He says, "Come and hear me."
他说，你们都来听。
When you come to church,
当你来到教会的时候，
you have an opportunity to praise God together.
我们有机会大家一起来赞美神。
But after that, you have time for fellowship.
那么之后呢，就可以彼此团契。
What do you do at that time?
那么你们团契的时候做些什么呢？
Let us be mindful to do what the psalmist did here.
那我们要记得诗人在这处经节所做的。
Let's tell one to another, come, hear me. I have some things to tell you about how great God has been in my life.
我们要记得，我们要彼此说，来来来，都来听，我要述说神为我所行的事。
It was the normal, natural feeling of that soul that is thankful.
一个感恩的心呢，自然而然就会赞美神。
You know, dear friends, we know that not everybody in the world like to hear about God and what He has done for us.
那么，亲爱的朋友，我们也知道说，不是所有的人都愿意来聆听有关神在我们生命中所做的。
Children and young people have friends in the schools and colleges who will not listen to you about what God has done for you.
那么，有些年轻人和小孩呢，他们在学校里呢，就有一些同学并不愿意听他们的这些分享和见证。
They often engage in conversations that has nothing to do with God.
那么他们在一起的时候呢，他们的对话呢，往往跟神没有关系。
Often the word God cannot be even mentioned. They will be angry.
那么很多时候呢，你甚至不能够谈论到神，因为其他的朋友会感到愤怒。
We spend a lot of time talking to people in school and workplaces.
那么我们在工作场所或者在学校呢，就常常和别人谈话。
Only in very few occasions that we have a chance to talk about God to those people outside the church.
而是在很少很少的情况下呢，我们才会跟教会以外的人呢。
And here the psalmist says, "Come and hear all ye that fear God."
那么，可是诗人在十六节说，凡敬畏神的人呢，你们都要来听。
We look forward to the coming together of God's people who fear Him.
他期待着所有敬畏神的人呢，都能够来到一起。
And then we come together. What do we do?
那么来到一起的时候要做些什么呢？
As the psalmist says, "I will declare what He has done for my soul."
就如诗人所说的，要述说神为我们所行的事。
I pray that you will recollect things that God has done for you, and you will tell one another how God has been good to you.
那我希望你们在一起的时候呢，也会彼此去回忆神所在你生命中的作为，然后彼此分享。
Yes, spiritual experience.
比如说属灵的经验。
Is strictly personal. It's very intimate to us.
属灵的体验和经验呢是非常个人的。
Are you very thankful?
你是否是真的由衷的感恩呢？
Is your relationship so close with God?
那么你和神的关系是否是紧密的呢？
Are you in a mental state in which you can say, "Ah, the Lord loves me"?
你是否能说神爱我呢？
The Lord had pity on me.
神怜悯我呢？
The Lord gave me His guidance.
你是否能说神给了我他的引导呢？
Oh, the Lord protected me.
你是否能说神保护了我呢？
Oh, if the Lord has not done those things, I could not have come here today.
你是否能告诉其他的人说，如果神没有这样的作为，我今天就不能来到教会呢？
Wow, the Lord brought me here today.
你是否能说，我今天是神把我带到这里来呢？
Oh, come, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me.
你是否能告诉你的弟兄姐妹们，神所为你所行的事呢？
How wonderful it is.
这是非常奇妙的，不是吗？
Sometimes people give us gifts.
有时候呢，别人给我们礼物。
Maybe sisters, let's say your husband gave you a nice dress.
比如说，姐妹们，你的丈夫呢，给了你一条很漂亮的裙。
And you love that.
你非常喜欢这条裙子。
Firstly, because it shows your husband's love for you.
首先，因为它反映了你的丈夫对你的爱。
And because he's so loving, he got you a very nice dress.
因为他爱你，所以他买了一条非常漂亮的裙子给你。
And you put it on.
那你就穿上这条裙。
You go to your friends, your relatives.
那你就去和你的亲朋戚友聚会。
Oh boy, when somebody tells you, "Oh, that's a nice dress."
而当有人呢称赞你的裙子的时候
，I'm sure you will be saying.Oh, my husband bought for me.
我相信你一定会告诉他们说，哦，这是我丈夫买给我的。
Wow, that's a joyful thing, isn't it?
这是非常欢乐的事，不是吗？
And just as parents, you bought something for your children.
或者说，如果你是家长，你为你的孩子买了礼物。
And let's say you are listening to the child's conversation with his friend.
那你听到你的孩子跟他朋友的对话。
And then your son all of a sudden says, "Oh, my daddy and mommy bought this for me."
那你听到你的儿子说，哎，这是我父母买的给我的。
I was waiting for such a gift.
我非常期待有这样的一个礼物。
But I dare not tell my parents that because it's an expensive gift.
因为它很贵，所以我一直不敢告诉我的父母。
But it's like my dad and mom know my heart.
可是我的父母好像知道我心里在想什么。
And they give it to me.
他们就买了来送给我。
My daddy and mommy loves me.
我的爸爸妈妈非常爱我。
When you hear that conversation.
那如果你听到这段对话的话
，Oh, your hearts will be very, very happy.
那你一定会满心欢喜。
And you will surely say, "My child loves me."
那你肯定会说，哎，我的孩子也爱我。
After all, it was not a bad choice to buy him this gift.
然后你也不会后悔买那个非常昂贵的礼物给他。
How passionate are you to recount the goodness of God in your life?
但是对于纪念神。在我们生命中的作为，你有多大的热忱呢？
Is not your life filled with His goodness?
你的生命是否是充满着他的良善呢？
I tell you, the Lord loves to answer the prayers of those who praise Him.
那么神是非常乐意垂听和回应那些赞美他的人。
I can tell you one thing.
我可以告诉你一件事。
The life of a praise-giving man is filled with answers to his prayers.
那么一个常常赞美神的人呢，他的祷告是神是会回应的。
Because God takes glory in the lives and the testimonies of his people.
因为神在他的儿女的生命中呢被荣耀了。
He would bless those who praise him.
所以他会祝福那些赞美他的人。
And so this thankful heart now comes and calls everybody, "Come, come, let me tell you about what God has done for me."
所以这个有感恩之心的人呢，他就来了，他要叫大家都来听他述说神为他所行的。
There is no hesitation in his heart.
他完全没有迟疑。
There, he is not saying, "I will postpone this whole thing to another day. Some other day, I will tell people about what God has done."
他并没有单言，他并没有说选择另外一天再来做这事吧。
He seemed to be in a hurry to tell everyone about God's goodness.
他似乎迫不及待的就想向别人述说神的作为。
So he says, "Come."
所以他说，你们都来听吧。
Sometimes in the church,
那有时候在教会里
people are in a hurry to gossip.
很多人呢就迫不及待的想八卦。
To complain about the pastor.
来埋怨自己的这个牧师。
Complain about the elder.
埋怨自己的长老。
Complain about other people.
埋怨其他的弟兄姐妹。
Complain about the daughter-in-law.
或者埋怨自己的这个媳妇儿。
Complain about the son.
埋怨自己的儿子。
Boy, It can be very, very sad.
这是多么令人难过的。
Let not our churches be filled with complaints.
不要让我们的教会充满了这些埋怨。
But let it be filled with praises.
而是要让教会充满着赞美。
Praise your God.
我们要赞美我们的神。
So others' hearts may be awakened to praise God also.
这样其他的人他们的心也会苏醒，他们也会来赞美他们的神，我们的神。
Let your thanksgiving stir other hearts to give thanks.
因为我们的感恩呢，也会激励其他人有一颗感恩的心。
Now we are going to look at the rest of this psalm.
那我们要继续看这个诗篇。
As I said a while ago, a praise-giving man has many answered prayers.
那么，就如我刚才所说的呢，一个时刻赞美神的人呢，他的祷告，神是会答应回应的。
He lives very closely with God.
他会紧紧的跟随神。
He talks with God.
他会与神说话沟通。
He often listens to God's advice.
他常常会聆听神给他的引导。
He only wants to do that which will please God.
他所行的一切事呢，都是为了取悦神。
So he has many things to say about the way in which he communicates with his God.
所以当他分享的时候，他有很多的话要说，就是要分享他如何与神沟通。
So when you listen to his praise item, you can see this man does.Pray to God.
所以当你听这个人如何赞美神的时候呢，你就知道他怎么样向神祷告。
He is very familiar with God.
他对神非常的熟悉。
He has many, many things to tell about God to others.
他有很多很多有关神的事情要与别人分享。
Let's see how closely he engages with God.
我们来看他如何紧密的和神沟通。
Verse 17.
十七节。
I cried unto him with my mouth.
我曾用口求告他。
His prayer was a time of outpouring of his heart in repentance and tears.
你看他向神求告的时候呢，他是来到神的面前忏悔的。
You know, it begins by mourning over his own sin.
那么首先呢，他是先忏悔他的罪。
Please remember, when you come to God in prayer, do not try and show off your greatness.
所以我们要非常谨记的，就是当我们来到神的面前祷告的时候呢，我们不要我们不可以有傲气。
We have only things that would cause us to be ashamed before God.
因为这些骄傲的心呢，会使我们在神面前蒙羞。
Our sins are ever present before God's eyes.
因为在神的眼前呢，神的眼里呢，我们的罪是存在的。
Nobody may know our sins, but God knows.
因为很多人并不知道我们犯罪了，但是神知道我们的罪。
So, every genuine praying man would first of all.Say, Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner.
所以一个真正来到神面前祷告的人呢，他首先会求神原谅他的罪。
And also the word cry unto him tells us that he begs with tears for his blessing.
所以十七节他用求告这两个字呢，也告诉我们呢，他祈求的神的祝福。
Oh Lord, forgive my sin.
他求神原谅他的罪。
Oh Lord, teach me to walk aright with you.
求神帮助他走义路。
It's so hard for me to make a right decision in my life.
他可能求告说，在生命里面有很多的事情没有办法做决定。
Oh Lord, I'm a foolish man, so give me wisdom, O God.
所以求主赐给他智慧。
The whole tone of a man's prayer ought to be one of plea, one of begging.
我们看到这个诗人他的语调呢，是在祈求的一种语调。
I grew up in India.
那我是生长在这个印度的。
I often seen beggars coming to our home to beg.
那很多时候我就看到这些乞丐到我的家里来求乞。
When he comes to the gate,
当他来到我的门口的时候
，He always says, "Ma, Give me something, I'm hungry.
那么这些乞丐来到我的门口求乞的时候，他都会说，妈，求你给我一点东西吃吧，我很饿。
If it's a poor lady, she will say, Mom, give me something. My children are hungry. I got to hurry back. Please give me some food.
如果是个妇女的话，她就会为她的孩子祈求一些食物。
No beggar stands at the gate and says.I'm telling you, give me the food.
没有一个乞丐会来到你家的门前，然后说，现在请你给我一点吃的吧。
Some people who go to God and say, if you are God, prove to me.
那有些人他们来到神的面前，他们会对神说，如果你是神，请向我证明吧。
Whether he proves to you or not, he is God.
无论神会不会向你证明自己是神，他本来就是神。
所以
我们看到，如果是这样祈求的话，是非常骄傲狂傲的。
But a truly praying man comes with pleading.
一个真心祷告的人呢，他来到神的面前的时候呢，他是祈求的，他祈求神原谅他的罪，祈求神怜悯他，祈求神赐给他智慧，祈求神赐给他力量和保护。那么在我们在赞美神的时候，很多时候呢，我们都是在祈求神的怜悯和帮助。
So he prayed with humility.
所以我们看到他是谦卑的来求告神。
Look at the next sentence in verse 17.
我们来看十七节的另外一个。
He says when he prayed, the Lord was extolled with my tongue.
诗人说我的舌头也称他为高。
He was mindful to thank God when he prayed.
当他祷告的时候，他。
Sometimes people wonder, how can I praise God when I have so many troubles?
那有些人他们会怀疑说，生命中有这么多的问题，我怎么样能够赞美神呢？
Oh, you can be thankful that there is a God to whom you can run to in your troubles.
我们仍然能感谢神，因为在我们的患难当中呢，我们有一位神能够帮助我们。
So if you are anxious.
所以当你担心忧虑的时候
or fearful,
或者感到害怕的时候
or very troubled,
或者感到非常困扰的时候
don't forget to thank God when you start praying to him.
当你向神祷告的时候不要忘记要赞美他
because he is your father.
因为他是你的天父
Not everyone has that privilege to have God as his father.
不是每一个人都有这样的一种特权能够拥有神作为他的天父
Because God has saved you and made you His children, now you can talk to Him like a child talking to the Father.
但是神使你做了他的儿女，所以现在你能够向神祷告，犹如他是你的天父一样。
So, praise God that God is listening to you and your cry.
所以神垂听我们的祷告，我们就要感谢他，赞美他。
So Lord, here I come to beg for your mercy, but I thank you, you are there to hear me.
所以我们要来到神的面前说，我们要感。谢你赐给我们的怜悯，让我们知道你垂听我们的祷告。
So, thank you for his mercy.
我们要为着他的慈爱来赞美他。
Thank you for the compassion and pity he shows.
以及他彰显对我们彰显的爱，感谢他。
Thank him for the wonderful promises he has given to us in the Bible.
为着他通过圣经给予我们的应许，我们要感谢他。
Remember them and praise him.
我们要记得要赞美他。
Thank him for the past answered prayers.
过去我们的祷告他回应了，我们也要感谢他。
Thank him that he is faithful to guide you through your troubles.
我们要感谢他信实的引导我们经历患难。
So even though we come to God in prayer,
所以即使我们来到神的面前祷告，
we must come with thankful hearts.
我们必须抱着感恩的心来到他面前。
And we must express our thanks with our mouth.
我们必须用嘴巴来表达我们对他的。
That's why he said he was extolled with my tongue.
我们要用嘴巴来表达我们对他的感恩，就好像十七节所说的，我的舌头也称他为高。
You know, it's not enough to be thankful in heart. You must be thanksgiving with your mouth.
那么只是心里呢感恩是不足够的，我们还要用我们的嘴巴来赞美他。
If mothers, you cook a nice meal.
如果一个母亲她煮了一顿很丰盛的
and call all your children and grandchildren to come and have a wonderful meal
很丰盛的一餐呢，然后她叫她的孩子和她的孙子都来吃
And they all come.
那他们来了。
And they say, Mama, we are hungry.
他们说，妈妈，我饿死了。
Already, children, come, come, come to the table.
那这个妈妈会说，来吧，来吧，来吃饭吧。
And everybody takes the chopsticks and go eating.
那每个人就拿起筷子开始吃了。
Afterwards.
之后呢？
Everybody said good food, huh?
每个人都说哇，真是好吃。
And they all walk off.
他们就走了。
Say, Mama, we are leaving.
他们说
Bye.
妈妈走了，我们走了。
And everybody disappears.
那每个人就都离开了。
And you would say, what?
那妈妈就会觉得很惊讶。
Nobody even said, thank you, Mom.
竟然没有一个人谢谢我。
So you picked up your phone.
那么这个妈妈就拿起这个电话筒
Call your first child.
打电话给第一个孩子
You and your children came here.
你和你的孩子到我的家来吃饭
And none of you ever said thank you to me.
竟然没有人谢谢我为你们煮饭
Ma, we are thankful.
那儿子就说妈妈我实际上是很感恩的
That's why we came.
所以我才会去你家呀
You say alright then.
那这个
Now onwards, you don't have to say thank you.
那么这个母亲说，好吧，既然如此，以后你也不用再说谢谢了。
I'm sure, even in human relationship, we don't teach such ungrateful behavior.
所以我说，我们甚至在我们人与人之间的关系呢，都不应该这样的。
I often hear young mothers teaching their children, "What did you say? Tell Uncle thank you."
那我经常会听到一些年轻的母亲告诉她的孩子说，哎，你应该跟叔叔说些什么，说谢谢。
I hear that all the time.
我常常会听到这段对话的。
Whenever I take a child in my hand.
那有时候我抱个小孩。
And give him a kiss.
亲吻了他。
And say, Pastor loves you.
告诉他说，牧师喜欢你。
And then put the child down.
然后把孩子放下。
And I hear the father or mother say,What should you say to the pastor?
那我就听到他的父母会对他说，你应该跟牧师说些什么呀？
And the child would say, thank you.
那么这个小孩就会对我说，
谢谢。Now, if it is so important in human relationship, how much more it is when we come to God to say with our tongue, thank you, Lord.
如果我们必须用言语、用口来述说我们对其他人的这个感恩的话呢，那么我们对神更应该用我们的口来赞美他。
The Bible always teaches us to be thankful people.
那么圣经常常教导我们要做一个感恩的人。
So pray pleadingly and pray with praise.
所以我们祷告的时候要用祈求的心态，要有一颗祈求的心态。祷告的时候呢，也要赞美神。
And in verse 18 we are told to pray with a holy heart.
那么第十八节告诉我们，我们要用一颗圣洁敬虔的心来祷告。
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
十八节说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
Never pray with a sinful heart.
我们千万不要用一颗充满罪的心来祷告。
God hates sin.
因为神恨恶罪。
What it says is.If I regard iniquity in my heart,
他说，诗人说，我若心里注重罪孽
，never pray for a sinful thing.
我们千万不要为一样罪行祷告
，like Lord help me to cheat.
比如说，主啊，帮助我如何去骗人
，Lord protect me when I do the wrong thing and don't let my wife find it out.
当我做错事的时候，神求你帮助我，不要让别人发现。
Don't you ever ask God to accompany you when you are doing something wrong?
这些是千万不能够祷告的。
And never pray when you start to cherish sins of the past.
那如果你心中注重罪孽的时候，也不可以祷告。
Don't pray when you have sinful ambitions and motives.
如果你有就是不合神心意的这些抱负的话呢，你也不能够祷告。
God hates to be on the side of a wicked man.
因为主必不会站在恶人的一边的。
Let therefore do not come to his presence.
如果我们心里充满罪恶的话呢，就不应该来到神的面前。
And the Bible is so clear, the Lord will not hear me.
而圣经清楚地告诉我们，如果我们心里注重罪孽的话，主必不听。
But the next verse says, But verily God hath heard me. He had attended to the voice of my prayer.
但是十九节告诉我们说，神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。
And that means he prayed.
所以这表示说
with a holy motive in his heart.
这个诗人在祷告的时候呢，他的心呢是圣洁的，他的动机是圣洁的。
Are you wondering why is that sometimes your prayers are not heard?
你是否有时候会就是觉得有时候你的祷告呢，神并没有回应呢？
Maybe there are some sinful motives.
或许你祷告的动机呢是不合神心意的。
Or maybe you didn't even realize that the prayer that you prayed may not glorify God.
或许你根本也不知道你所做的祷告呢并不荣耀神。
So if it is not honoring His name, then he wouldn't answer you.
因为如果你的祷告不能荣耀神的话，他就不会回应你。
Just like the psalmist, I can tell you from my experience.
就好像诗人一样，我可以分享我个人的经验。
Every time when I prayed to do His will,
当我祷告呢要行神的旨意的时候
，He has always answered my prayer.
神每一次都回应我的祷告。
There is not a time that He failed me.
他每一次都回应我的祷告。
No matter how big the problem is,
不管我所祷告的这个困难呢有多大
，No matter how great the need is,
不管我的需要有多大
，No matter how fearful the occasion is,
不管我多么的恐惧
，When it was asked for His glory and to do His will, He always answered my prayer.
只要我的祷告是为了行神的旨意，是为了荣耀他的话呢，神。每一次都回应我的祷告。
So come with a pious heart, a devout heart before God.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们要带着一颗抱着一颗真诚的心。
Do not approach His holy throne with a worldly heart.
我们不可以带着一颗世俗的心来到他的面前。
So come with a penitent heart or repentful heart. Come with a thanksgiving heart and come with a heart that is dedicated to His holiness.
所以我们来到神的面前的时候，我们要抱着一颗认罪的心，一颗感恩的心，而且是愿意献上的心。
Then you can say, as the last verse says, "Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me."
这样我们才能像诗人在二十节所说的，神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
How wonderful it is to tell someone how God answered your prayer.
如果你能够告诉其他的朋友呢，神回应了你的祷告，这是非常美好的。
When you recount God's goodness in answers to your prayers, you not only praise God, you also teach others to pray and to praise God.
那当你数算神在你生命中的作为的并且向他就是献上感恩的时候呢，你。并不仅仅是对神而做，而且你也激励了其他的人要去祷告，要去感恩。
This is what our church ought to be.
这是我们教会必须做的。
This is what your families ought to be.
这是我们的家庭必须做到的。
Parents recounting God's goodness every day before the children.
那么这个父母呢，就必须在孩子的面前每一天呢都数算神的恩典。
Husband returning in the evening to the home to tell his wife how good the Lord has been, how God has answered his prayer.
那么丈夫下了班回到家就要跟妻子分享这一天呢神如何帮助了他。
And the wife responding by saying, "Amen, praise the Lord."
那么做妻子的呢就要以 Amen 赞美主来回应。
Is your home such a home?
你的家庭是否是这样的一个家庭呢？
Will you recount God's goodness?
你是否数算神的恩典呢？
Fathers, do you call your children and your wife every day? Come and hear what the Lord has done.
做丈夫的，你是否每一天呢，都召集你的妻子和你的孩子呢，来数算神的恩典呢？
Well, in some homes, there's so much talk about politics.
那么有些家庭里面呢，他们经常谈论政治。
Or soccer matches.
或者足球赛。
Or investments.
或者投资。
Or studies.
或者有关他们孩子的学业。
Or music and films.
或者音乐电影。
And I'm talking about Christian homes.
这些家庭甚至都是基督徒家庭。
But so little praise for God.
但是这些基督徒家庭里面呢，却甚少来赞美主。
That cannot be the case.
我们不应该这样。
One thing that must always stand out in our conversation is the praise of our God.
在一个基督徒家庭里面呢，我们的对话呢，必须凸显我们对神的赞美。
especially in the church of God.
尤其是在教会里面。
May God find His praise through your mouth this day.
愿神借着你的舌头呢，能够被高举。
Who will praise Him if God's people wouldn't praise Him?
如果神的儿女不赞美他，谁会赞美神呢？
This is our privileged duty.
这是我们的赞美神，是我们的特权，也是我们必须履行的职务。愿神帮助我们来赞美他。